welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 143. Today we're reading chapter 35 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop, book 3, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Remove thy stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Psalm 39:10. Mother Montague gave Monica a call to remind her of Leah's wedding. We'll be there, Mom, at least the children and I, for sure. What's going on? Won't Jonathan be coming? Mother Montague asked. Monica sighed. Are you two having problems? Mom, if he does not get his act together, we will be having more than problems. His rising fame is going to his head. He's starting to get full of pride, so much so, he does not even want to listen to the advice the deacons are giving him. I don't remember if I told you this, but he had a Pentecostal preacher to come preach for us some time back. Now that preacher has him believing, one cannot be fully saved unless one speaks in tongues. Say what? Mother Montague said. Is he speaking in tongues now? He's throwing in some kind of monkey talk, Monica said, and I don't say that to be funny either. I have overheard some of the ladies saying he does not have the fire anymore. That's not good at all, Mother Montague said. The sad thing is, he's so excited about these new changes. Mom, he's going to tear the church apart if he does not get off the road he's on, Monica said. But here's what's taking the cake for me. He signed us up for that reality TV show, The Preacher's Club. My soul. Now I stopped looking at that show after I saw how the preachers made not only themselves look like idiots before the world, but they brought shame on the name of Christ. That's what I told him, and I also told him I wanted no part of it, and neither was I going to subject the children to that, Monica said. I mean, people are snapping pictures of me and the children, and I do not even know about it until I see it on the show. I told him they are invading my privacy and that anything goes. Meaning? Meaning I will go through a separation if, Monica, you don't really mean that. I do. I am not going to be the laughing stock of the nation. They are setting him up. Monica told her mother of his open-door counseling policy and how the media tested him to see if he was for real. Well, thank God he passed that test, Mother Montague said. I told him if he does not watch it, his pride is going to bring him down, Monica said. I'll talk with your father and see if he'll talk with Jonathan. In the meantime, you stay prayed up and don't do anything rash. We love you. The day before they were scheduled to leave for Leah's wedding, Anise made an appointment for her and her husband to talk with Jonathan and Monica. It took a lot out of her, but through tears and fighting through her pride, Anise humbly told her husband of her past relationship with Pastor Kirby and of the fight she had with Carol because she was jealous at the seemingly close relationship Carol was developing with Pastor Jonathan. And now Cam is blackmailing me. He wants me to get Pastor Jonathan involved with me so he can bring him down. And I guess he plans on taking over 9th Street Baptist, Anise said. Melvin, I apologize for carrying myself in a promiscuous way while you've been away. Please forgive me, and I'll try to have a better attitude towards you. I forgive you, Melvin said. But answer me this question. Did you have sex with Pastor Kirby, or any other man for that matter? Because if you did, we need to air it out right now, before Pastor Jonathan and his wife, while we're at it. Anise took a deep breath as she glanced from Monica to Jonathan, back to her husband. No, Melvin, and thanks to Pastor Jonathan for that not happening. Do you have anything else to tell me? Melvin asked. Yes, Anise said meekly, but I'd rather tell you in private. I'll tell you everything, and if you still have questions, you can ask Pastor Jonathan and his wife. Monica gave Anise a hug as they stood to leave. Don't worry, we haven't said anything to anyone, Monica whispered in Anise's ear. We love you. When Melvin saw that Anise poured out her heart to him, risking a violent response from him, and, even worse, their marriage breaking up, he embraced her. What else can I do? You could have continued keeping it quiet. For Pastor Jonathan to resist you says I can trust him, because you're a good-looking woman. When he released Anise to go get ready for bed, Melvin gave Jonathan a call. "Pastor Jonathan, forgive me for calling so late, but I thought you might want to know all's well between me and my wife. Thank you for being a man of integrity. If nothing happens, we'll be in church for prayer meeting on Wednesday night." On their way home from prayer meeting, Melvin stopped by 9th Street North. "Stay put while I talk with Cam," he told Anise. When Melvin returned to the car, he was massaging his right wrist and fist. Anise noticed his slightly swollen bottom lip. "He won't be bothering you anymore for sure," Melvin assured her. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." 6. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all my sins. I now believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you until next time.